This show is sponsored by the Crummy Cookie Dough Company, top-notch humans making top-notch edible cookie dough.
You're listening to I Am Everything on CKMS 102.7 FM.
Well, 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 well. Here we are. It's a brand new day. And it's a brand new year, huh? Hopefully 2021 gives us what we want. And a special intro from the New World Order, NWO. I wish they were sponsoring the show. Maybe one day. Chalk line, you hear me? So I want to welcome to a special episode. We have a very special episode, a very special guest, and hopefully this works. We'll see what happens. Sergio.
What's going on? Thank you for having me, Shy.
Ooh, that sounds nice.
Yeah, we've been talking about this for a long time, and it's an honor to be here.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to do this in Toronto. This would be ideal in Toronto. However, it's fine. We'll do like this for now. I think it's better when it's in person, but, you know, I wanted Sergio on my show for a while.
We're going to make it happen. This is going to be a repeated thing.
Yes, I would like that, because then we can talk about certain topics that only we can talk about. And I kind of want to make this a show of having different panels, different people on, talking about different things that I don't know much about. Like, for example, you know a lot about vegan food. I don't. So, you know, I'd like to touch on that in the future. But how's your day going?
Day's good.
Yeah?
Really good day. You know, it was sunny here in Toronto and, you know, making the best of it. You know, we're in lockdown,
yeah.
As you know. And, you know, there's not a lot to do.
Right.
Because there's not a lot of things open. Thank God we have fresh air and we're able to walk outside our home. And,
yeah.
And enjoy the day.
Yeah, of course. Hopefully this madness is over soon. Hopefully it's over soon. And you know, hopefully they don't... before we get into it, but all I'm going to say is hopefully they don't give us a curfew. That's all I'm going to say, all right? Because yeah. I'm just going to say this. Like, Corona doesn't have a time. It comes at 3 p.m. It comes at 1 p.m. It comes at 8 p.m. It comes at 12 a.m. There's no rhyme or rhythm. It comes whenever it wants to come inside your body, you know. So
it's gonna get you whenever it wants.
Right, and we're not referring to Hulk Hogan either. So, first and foremost, I know I said your name, but let's have the people know who you are. Who are you?
My name is Sergio Senatore.
Ooh, I like the way you say that. Say the last part. I mean, I guess you'd say it like that.
Senatore.
Yeah, I guess you'd say it like that. It's your last name, but anyone I hear just says Senator. I'm just like, it's not the same as you. It's not the same as
Senator.
Yes.
Senator works. I like the Senator.
My girlfriend says it's a bit quiet. Let's see. Okay, only a bit quiet. She's my sound engineer, even though she's at home.
So how's that?
I want to give my girlfriend a shout out. All right, and what do you do?
Well, I do a lot of things. People always ask me, Sergio, what do you do?
Right.
And I always tell them, whatever it takes.
Ooh. Actually, you know what? I like that. That's inspiring shit.
You know, the thing is, and I think a lot of people see this happening right now. With everything that's going on in the world, a lot of people have had to shut down their businesses, their small businesses, or maybe they got laid off.
Right.
You know, when I say you have to do whatever it takes, yeah. You have to adapt.
Right.
So you know what? You could have had that job 6 months ago, nine months ago,
right.
A year ago, 2 years ago.
Right.
You might not have that job today. You might not have that job tomorrow. So what are you going to do? Are you going to just wait around until that job calls you?
True.
You know, or they decide to open up your business again? No. You do whatever it takes. You adapt. You move on.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I was in that predicament as well myself. And I kind of decided most recently that I was like, you know what, I don't want to keep doing this. Corona has been really bad, right? But like, there has been small fragments where I was like, I kind of had a realization. I decided like, I'm gonna go to school for public relations. I just think it's time. You know what? I went to school before, and I didn't actually pay attention. I was a punk kid. I was 23. Now I'm 30. I might have a family on the way. It's time for me to get my shit together. I can't be a server all the time. So Corona, thank you for that. Other than that, I don't want you here anymore. But that's actually true what you say. And if people didn't take this this Corona to their advantage and to their versus their disadvantage, then I don't know what we can do for
you
them.
Gotta,
right?
Listen, you got to adapt, man. Right. Like, you know, I understand. You know, when we went in the first initial lockdown, it was extremely difficult, and it's even more difficult now. But you got to adapt, and you got to move on. You got to find a side hustle, a new hustle, and you got to get it moving, man. You right. can't just stay at home. You can't binge watch television because that's going to rot your brain.
Yeah, yeah. And I think if anyone knows how to change up the game, is you. You're always changing up the game, trying to basically going with the time, because I think
you got to switch it up. Yeah, you got to switch it up. You got to keep reinventing yourself.
Yeah.
You got to keep things fresh, man. No matter what you do in life, you got to keep things fresh. You can't fall. It's good to have a routine. I'm the right. first one to tell you it's good to have a routine. I love having a routine. But you got to keep things fresh
right.
or you become stale.
It's like evolution says, if you don't evolve, then you fall like the past, eh? So
exactly.
We kind of hinted on, you know, what you did a little bit, but we'll get to your clothing store and your boutique in a bit, but we're going to talk about the thing you did. Yes, the thing you did before Corona and the thing you're probably going to do when Corona is over, and the thing you do very great at, in my opinion, is throw parties, and not just parties.
Nightlife.
You throw events. You just make someone feel special, whether it's 10 people, 20 people, it's their night, right? And your promotion is Cult T.O. So talk
Cult
about that.
T.O. The Cult T.O. Okay. So Cult, I have a company called Cult.
Right.
It's a hospitality company. We work in the hospitality industry.
Yeah.
And I've been in the nightlife game since 2005 now. So that's 15 years. And in a nutshell, I throw events. I throw parties in the city of Toronto.
Yeah,
and it's been very, very good to me. It's something I've always loved doing, and it's something that I'm going to continue to do. And that's basically it, man.
And what about like the nightlife keeps you going?
Well, listen, man. I'm a social butterfly. I love people. Hmm. I love music, and when you can intertwine both. You know, you're doing what you love, and when you do what you love, it's just in you.
Right. I'm curious, what are some big no-nos in the club promoting world? Is there any like unwritten rules? I mean, I'm sure there's tons of rules, but is there any come to mind?
It's like any job. You got to take it seriously. This is a job here, you know.
Right.
You're not just out to get laid. You're not just out to get drunk or high. Mm. You know what I mean? Have your fun. Enjoy yourself. Mm. Enjoy your life. You have to. But treat it seriously. Yeah. You know? So just like any job, just like you going into, you know, the radio show.
Right.
Right? Or doing what you got to do. You're not going to show up wasted or with a bad attitude.
Yeah.
Just be humble. In my case, in the hospitality industry, you can get caught up and you can get caught up real quick.
Yeah.
It's very important to stay humble and treat people with respect. They're going to treat you with respect, and you know, you're going to meet a few bad apples as well, but you can't take it to heart.
Preach.
And just enjoy it, but treat it like a job.
And you know, when I moved to Toronto, I was thrusted upon in the nightlife, and I didn't really know much about how to do it. I just knew that, you know, it was a party, but then, you know, obviously now as I'm older, it's more of work, and that's kind of where the cream rises to the top, and that's where you have succeeded, because there have probably been many, many, many people before you that have come along and treated it as a party and didn't really look at it as a job and got mm-hmm. drunk every night. And guess what? They got to do the next night and they want to do the next night. I think that's kind of where you strive in that.
You know, they get caught up with the temptation.
Yeah.
And you can't let it get you, man.
Right.
It's going to pull you in. It's going to sink you down.
Yeah. True.
Like anything in life, though.
Yeah.
You could be the top lawyer.
Yeah.
And you know, you could let it go to your head and you can fuck up. You can be a top basketball player
right.
and let the money get to you and spend your money in the strip club every night and go broke after a few years, you know. It's a job. Mm. You treat every job with respect. You know, it's a blessing to get that job in the first place. And if you want to take it to the next level and be the best at what you do,
yeah,
you got to treat it seriously.
Yeah,
and that's what I do.
I think it comes down to where were your upbringings, kind of thing. You know, it's like one of those things. It's like how you were raised kind of determines your future if you're humble.
Absolutely.
You know.
Absolutely.
Last week I interviewed Cass, and we talked about lobby. King Cassius. We talked about lobby, and you mentioned the basement at lobby. What's the basement at lobby?
Well, listen. Lobby was a legendary venue
yeah.
in Toronto. This is before your time, Shy.
Right.
Lobby was the Studio 54 of Toronto.
Hmm.
Legendary.
Hmm.
Wasn't a big nightclub. It was a lounge.
Right.
It was a bar. It was a restaurant all in one. And it was a place where the elite went of Toronto.
Right.
And when I say elite, I'm not just talking about people with money. Mm. I'm just talking about like the coolest of the cool would go there and they would mix and they would mingle. Right. The lobby was two floors.
Okay.
And this place, you know, was bumping every night. Yeah. And, you know, it was just crazy. You know, the basement, you know, some crazy things went on in that basement. it was a lounge. They had these dark bathrooms, these unisex washrooms, and crazy things went on down there. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
it's a different time now.
Right.
And, you know, like I said, it was the Studio 54 of our time. So you can only imagine
yeah.
what happened in that lobby, and you can only imagine what happened in the basement of lobby.
Oh, geez. I feel like I missed out that, you know, lobby, government, all those places. I wish, you know, I don't think that time will ever come
what I really loved about lobby, it was just a small little venue.
Yeah.
And, you really needed to know someone to get in.
Yeah.
You know, really needed to know somebody. And we threw the party there on a Wednesday night.
Right.
And it was the hottest industry night in the city.
It's probably like Soho House now, how you can't just get in with, you know, you got to know someone, which I think...
You really had to know someone. There was a lineup outside every yeah. Wednesday. And, you know, God bless those people that were waiting in line, but it was the same people waiting in line every Wednesday and they never got in.
Oh, I wonder where they are now. Those are probably not mover and shakers of the world. I don't know.
Yeah. I hope they moved on. that's for sure. But lobby, wow, what a venue in Toronto. Right. I miss places like that.
And it can't be duplicated or repeated because I think it was a special time in Toronto and even Canada at that point. Where, you know,
it was a different era.
Right. So we're gonna touch on the quarantine and all that, because I know that's important to you. It's important to a lot of business owners and even people who lost their jobs. I lost my job and I don't even live in Toronto. My job is closed down. It's been closed down yep. for a year. It's a great venue. I saw potential in that. But, you know, that's just a little tip of the iceberg because there's been many businesses and gyms and all that closed down. But we'll touch on that. However, it's your show, right? So
yep.
What song would you like me to play for you?
Well, let's start off. It's a very good question, actually, because I love music right. and I love all genres of music. One of my favorite tracks is from a group called Clearwater Revival.
Good choice.
And they have a track, and I'm sure you know it. It's called Bad Mood and Rising.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And even though it's an old track that many of you might know, I feel like it still relates to today. And if you listen to the lyrics closely, you'll know what I'm talking about.
Well, here it is for you, Sergio. The first song Let's of the show, this. Bad Mood Rising. That was some Bad Moon Rising, Creedence Clearwater Revival. Actually, sometimes I have a hard time saying that name, but they're a jam, and I want to, you know, thank Sergio for showcasing that. Are you there, Serge?
Do you like that track?
Yes, I love that. There's actually a remix of that. I'm not sure if you like it, but it's by the singer of July Talk. It's more creepier, but that, you know, obviously the original's where it's at.
Do me a favor and send that to me.
Right. Sounds good. Thanks for that suggestion. And there's going to be two more, actually. So we'll get to that in a bit. So let's talk about the quarantine. Because, I was saying, that's important to me. But it's more important to you and who you know. You know a lot of businessmen. And you are in your own business. And, we'll talk about that later. So, you know, as we all know, the quarantine is taking over the world. We all been hit by it. How many people do you know have felt a wrath, and how have they overcome by it from it?
You know what, man? First and foremost, you know, COVID-19 has affected a lot of people. It's affected everyone around the world. Everyone. I own a small business. I have a men's fashion boutique over on Ossington in Toronto, 38 Ossington. It's called Area Plus 001. And we deal with a lot of high-profile designers and high-profile brands from all over the world. We're talking Tokyo, Milan, Paris, London, Los Angeles. The list goes on. And all of our brands and all of our designers, everyone we talk to around the world, is dealing with COVID-19. It's not just a Canada problem. It's a worldwide problem. And they're all feeling the wrath of everything that comes along with it. The lockdowns are not just happening here in Canada. It's not just happening in our own backyard. It's happening in Paris. It's happening in London. It's happening in New York. So this is a very serious thing, because the government's, you know, issuing these lockdowns. And in my opinion, these lockdowns are not helping whatsoever. The numbers are still going up. And I feel like we need to adapt to with everything that's going on, we need to adapt. And I'm willing to take these precautions. All the venues I work with, all the retail businesses I know are willing to take the precautions, the safety precautions. But to lock places down is a huge mistake. And my biggest problem is the government picks and chooses who's essential, when in reality is we all are. So why is it that all these small little restaurants I know have to close their doors? I was taking a walk down the street the other night. I was walking down Yonge Street. Yep. And I walked by a Chick-fil-A. This place sells fried chicken. It's from it's a huge chain from the States. It's called Chick-fil-A. And there was about 30 people lined up outside. Yeah. And there was about 20 people inside lined up. No social distancing.
Damn.
Lined up for fried chicken sandwiches. Okay?
Yeah.
So we're talking 20 people inside, 30 people lined up outside. That's about 50 people.
Yeah.
Not including the staff. That's essential. But I can't book an appointment with a personal trainer one-on-one.
True.
How does that make sense? Does that make sense to you?
No, it doesn't make sense. It's,
you know, so once again, I'll wear a mask.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm all about that. I'll wash my hands. I've been washing my hands before COVID.
Yeah,
I can't understand how some people weren't washing their hands.
Yeah.
Some dirty people out there. Like dirty people. Right. These people that are complaining about having to wash their hands.
Yeah.
Like, who are these pigs?
I know. True.
So I've been washing my hands. I probably clean my store 3 times a day, morning, afternoon, and night when I close. And I was doing that before COVID. I was born for this. You know, so I'm ready to take any precautions there are.
Yeah.
If they want to inject me with a microchip and things can go back to normal, give me the microchip. I'll be the first one in line.
Right.
Sign me up. Never mind the 5G. Sign me up for the 6G. let's just get shit moving.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
I'm tired of being like, it's affecting a lot of people's health, not just physically. I'm talking mentally.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't have a strong mindset to just keep on, you know, pushing forward. I'm lucky enough that I live in the heart of Toronto where I can just walk outside my door and have a conversation with somebody or go to a local coffee shop. I'm very fortunate I'm able to do that.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people that live in the middle of nowhere that are stuck inside their homes that have probably watched every season of God knows what on Netflix, and they're just losing their minds. So this has got to stop. Our city, I don't know when the last time you've been to our city, but if you walk down Queen West, one of the top streets in Toronto, there's a lease sign.
Right.
Every second building, there's a lease sign up for lease sign.
That's crazy.
Our city is being decimated. It's complete carnage.
Yeah, we were walking down King Street maybe like 4 months ago, and King Street looked very, very scary. So I wouldn't even imagine what Queen Street looked like, because at the time it didn't seem so, you know, desolated. But
it's I live on King West.
Yeah,
it's dead.
Yeah,
it's dead. There's not a person walking down the street. So like they're talking about issuing curfews now,
right?
What is that gonna do? There's no one on the street. There's nothing open.
I know.
What is a curfew gonna do when there's nothing open?
It's adding insult to
injury. Like you said earlier, COVID's not gonna come get you after 8 o'clock.
No,
it's ridiculous.
So, how, like, I guess for people who live under a rock, how do people help these small businesses?
Listen, okay, you wanna support small businesses? You know, this is something we all really need to do. Okay.
Yeah.
And there's ways of doing it. You know, I understand that, you know, everyone's going through a tough time right now. So it's not like you can go out and spend your money and support all these businesses. Right. When I say support small business, there's ways of doing it without even spending money. You can easily pick up your phone. Okay. Yeah. You can easily get on your laptop. You can go leave your favorite, you know, restaurant or your favorite retail shop or your favorite mortgage broker. You can go leave them a you can go leave them a Google review, a positive Google review.
Right.
You know, you can go on their Instagram account. You can share it with your friends. You can share it on your profile. You can give them positive comments. There's ways of supporting small businesses that'll go a long way without spending a dime.
Right.
And if you do have money, go spend it with them. Go to your local grocery store instead of going to the big food chain, instead of going to that Chick-fil-A, go to a local sandwich shop,
and
instead of going to Starbucks, go to your local coffee shop. You know, there's so many ways you can support these small little local businesses, because if you don't, they're not going to be around. And if they're not around, the city is it's going to become shit.
Right.
You know, it's going to be one huge corporate, you know, shithole.
I think eventually, I mean, it's going to take a long time, obviously, but I think, I mean, it's Toronto, right? I think Toronto will come back from this, but, you know, there will be a lot of casualties, unfortunately. And hopefully we can avoid a lot of good businesses closing down. There needs to be some other businesses in terms of the Chick-fil-A is closing down and, like, the Starbucks is too many of those. You know, just we should start closing down the things that aren't run by mom and pa's, keep the small groceries, the small boutiques, keep those. But the big stuff, I'm just, you know, like,
yeah, listen. And when I talk about these bigger businesses, these big chains, I don't wish any ill on them. I don't want, you know, people's livelihoods, you know, going down the shitter. You know what I mean? I don't want Starbucks to close down and people lose their jobs. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying if you're going to go support a business, go support the small guy.
Right.
I have nothing against the big guy. I want them to succeed too. I want everybody to succeed. But if you're going to go support a business, you know, share some love with the small guy, because the small guy is the one that's going to keep your city alive and give your city character. And that's what we want. That's what makes Toronto, Toronto.
Yeah, it's true. I was just having a rant with my girlfriend saying, you know, I love coffee. I moved to Kitchener. I was hoping to maybe get into the coffee world. At least on every block, every second block or every block, there's a dispensary. And it's not obviously it's not one of those illegal dispensaries which are run by actual people. It's a legal dispensary run by the government. You'll see like one, walk five steps, see another. There's maybe like five or maybe four or five coffee shops here. And that's not appropriate. Like, there's Starbucks, but I don't really count that as coffee. So it's very important that, you know, this quarantine ends pretty quickly, because I miss my coffee and I'm over the Tim Hortons and the Starbucks and the dispensaries.
You know, I feel you on that.
So imagine if Toronto lost most of their coffee. I don't know how I would feel about that, because at least I know I can go there.
It'd be a very sad place, because I love coffee too, man.
Yeah, yeah. So what do you think of like these top government people telling individuals to stay home, but yet they're taking vacations?
Well, it's mind-boggling.
Right.
It's mind-boggling.
Yeah.
I don't even have to tell you how I feel. I feel the exact same way as you feel.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. You know, we're willing to play. If the government is listening to this radio show, Ford,
right,
if you're not making that cheesecake right now and you're listening to this show, we're willing to play by the rules. But you got to play by the rules too. And so do your band of misfits.
Yeah.
You know,
it's true. They want to have their cake, no pun intended, and eat it too.
That's right. They want their cheesecake and they want to eat it too.
They want to talk. They want to talk about their McDonald's fries and you know, now.
Yeah, you know, that whole McDonald's fries debacle. This guy could have went to any local burger joint.
Yeah.
He could go to one burger joint a week and promote them and give to a charity of their choice instead of going to the top dog.
True.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things that could do and they just don't. And that kind of, you know,
disgusting. It's disgusting.
I just want to point this out for people who voted. I didn't vote, but let's just say there's a lot of people who voted conservative because they thought, you know what? You know, a lot of these business owners voted conservative because they thought, you know what? Less taxes to pay. But now look what you're dealing with. You're dealing with less taxes to pay, but you're dealing with, you know, the people who did vote for Ford, you're dealing with this. So that's, you know, next time.
Wild, man.
Yeah.
It's wild.
It's crazy. So do you think, like, do you see the nightlife changing significantly after COVID, or do you think, like, eventually it'll come back? Like, the
absolutely.
Nightlife.
Absolutely. The whole world is changing, not just nightlife, not just hospitality. Everything is changing, and it's not going to go back to normal.
Right. That's unfortunate.
I'm not saying that we're never going to have fun again. We are. It's just going to be different. The world is changing right now.
Yeah.
And we're going to have to adapt.
I think the plus side to it is that, I mean, I don't know how long ago, but Chicago, I think, burned down, and that's why it's called the second city, because they built it back up. So look, if Chicago can do it, eventually Toronto can do it. However, we can't do it ourselves. We need the government officials to help us. We need, you know, the Fords, whether he wants to, you know, hang out on the fry shop. We need these people to help Toronto come back up again to what it once was back and when lobby was happening and all that.
Yeah, everybody's got to step up and work together. And I have no doubt that we're going to come back stronger than this. The people that do survive COVID-19, we're really going to come out of this strong. And if anybody's out there listening to this, going through a difficult time, then we're all going to get through it. I have no doubt we're all going to get through it.
One day at a time. That's what I like to say.
That's it.
Can you see yourself living in Toronto forever?
I love Toronto, man. It's my home. I've traveled around the world, and you know, whenever I'm out and in these different countries and cities, I always compare them to Toronto. And Toronto not only is my home, it's just a place I really look up to. It's a place that's consistently growing. And it's always evolving.
Yeah.
And I'm fortunate enough to be born and raised here, and it's a great city. I can see myself living other places in the world, but I always know that I'll always be back in Toronto.
I wouldn't even know what to do if I was still living in Toronto at the time, at this current time. But when I did, I always found Toronto was I would call it the land of opportunity, because you can leave one job and then the next week you could find another job. And I just think it wasn't a matter of like everyone was hiring. It was a matter of like, you look cool, I'm going to hire you. You know, like people, I feel like the majority of people who run businesses down there are not boomers, right? But then you have the boomers obviously in the government doing their thing. And I just think once the younger people move up in the government world, things will be a little bit better, in my opinion.
I have a lot of friends that live outside of the city, that live outside of the country, and live in different countries, and they all say the same thing. Toronto is a beautiful place, and it's the country for specifically Toronto. It's a place for entrepreneurs.
Right. Yeah.
There's
I agree
so
with
many
that.
Entrepreneurs here, and it's a beautiful thing seeing everybody working on their dreams and bringing their dreams to reality.
Yeah. And we're going to talk about your second venture. However, here is a chance for you to say your second song.
Okay. So we played a little classic rock.
Right.
So as I mentioned earlier, I love all genres of music.
Yeah.
And I'm a huge hip hop guy.
Yeah.
And there's one artist I really like out of Detroit, and his name is Boldy James.
And good choice.
I think you're really going to enjoy this track. It's called Scrape the Bowl, featuring Benny the Butcher.
Benny Butcher, from Detroit to Buffalo, we let a smuggle blow.
Soon as the pack landed, I let a couple go.
Michigan back to New York, we burning up the pipe.
We turning up the night, I just earned another strike.
90 East and 94, duck in the state patrol.
I had to move safe and low, especially cause my face was known.
Free all my hitters in the clink, just trying to make parole.
I'ma still strength the bowl, to the day you make
we
it
need
home.
We place to pitch, eight them on, get a brick. Break it down, hit a lick, take you down. Take a city, rape a town. 80 big ones in the ceiling, tell that bitch don't make a sound. 80's baby still in prison, wish that I can break him out. Stood up and he made us proud, told him when I make it out, we ain't gonna have to risk our life no more. I found the safer route. I just shot a kite to bro, he put me on the paper route. Now we on the road, 36 O's wrapped up in paper towel. My witnesses show up in court, the judge he had to wait the trial. They say I got a morbid sense of humor, but that made me smile. Shout out to my shooter, when he drill you, that's a flagrant foul. Just put in for his appeal, he told me it might take a while. Told him, make sure bust some time, just make sure that you make it count. And when you get back out that bitch, don't let these niggas take you out or trick you off the street again. These bitches out here chasing clout. Make sure you double count it. Give a fuck how long you take the count.
I channel my thoughts, dope on my scale, hand on my fork. We hustlers, prices double up when it land in New York. Wait, name a clique with a rep substantial as ours. And the work so good, all the fiends compare you to God. Dope shooters walk my block like it's the land of the lost. I gave back to the ghetto, they never hand you awards. Cool, this for the homies that's dead, ain't in the yard. All them road trips to cop, what got my stamina strong. I got my bitch put an animal on. I got my first brick and cop cameras for the crib and the alarm. Two O's in a V like that Canada squad. Magic in the pot like I whip grams with a wand. Yeah, this for the money the hunters left in the basement. The stash spots we only touch on special occasions. Y'all not up cause y'all do it just to get famous. The plug hit me back and I've been destined for greatness.
From Detroit to Buffalo, we let a smuggle blow.
Soon as the pack landed, I let a couple go.
Michigan back to New York, we burning up the pipe.
We turning up the night, I just earned another strike.
90 East and 94, duck in the state patrol.
I had to move safe and low, especially cause my face was known.
Free all my hitters in the clink, just trying to make parole.
I'ma still scrape the bowl, to the day you make it home.
That's sensual. That was Boldy James, and that was a jam. I like that song. Before we get to Sergio, you're still there, Sergio?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Before we get to you, I gotta tell you about a cool product. Let's just do this here. I can hear myself. I want to tell you about a cool product. I can tell the world about a cool product because, you know, they sponsor the show and they're a small business as well and they're struggling as well. So if you haven't checked out, you really need to check out the Crumbly Cookie Company. They make their cookie dough with all the best stuff, responsible ingredients you recognize and respect. So they also have vegan options for you, Sergio. It's amazing. You can eat it raw or you can bake it. I usually eat it raw though, but, you know, it's your preference. The Crumbly Cookie Dough Company makes cookie dough that is 100% safe to eat. No baking required. Like when you're making cookies at home and you lick the spoon or sneak a little taste from the bowl, except Crumbly does it completely risk-free, so no one's telling you not to eat the cookie dough. It's these two powerful women. They own this shop. It looks like it's a 1950s shop, but you walk in, they're blasting hip-hop 90s, hip-hop from the 80s. It's amazing. So they're in Uptown Waterloo. You can get them on Skip the Dishes, Uber Eats, DoorDash, and they're doing their thing. They're throwing down. So if you're interested, it's the Crumbly Cookie Company. Let me say this again. The Crumbly Cookie Dough Co.com. That's spelled Crumbly, C-R-U-M-B-Y. And you can just look them up. They're popping all over the map. Hopefully they have more than one location soon. I think they probably would if there was no quarantining. But anyway, Sergio, next time you're down, we're going to try their samples.
Yeah, please.
You know?
I'm totally down.
Amazing, amazing stuff. And it's, you know, there's a lot of these raw cookie dough companies and, you know, they put weird stuff in it. But these people, these two women don't. So anyways, next time you're up, we're gonna mow those down. So
let's do it.
That song was a jam. Thanks for sharing that, Serge. I actually haven't heard that song before. I like Benny the Butcher and that was on point. So I appreciate that. I'm going to be playing that later on down the road in the future.
Yeah, man, the whole album's dope.
Yeah. So, you know, we talked about small businesses and we talked about your first venture called T.O. Yeah. Now let's talk about what you're doing now and what you do day to day in the day. And when you were promoting, you were doing this in the day as well. You went, you did this and then you went to go promote, which, you know, is crazy to think because you would be out till 1:30, 2 a.m. and then bam, in the morning you're selling amazing clothing. So it's called Area Plus 001.
Area Plus 001.
Yes.
It is my clothing boutique. I have a business partner. His name is Jacob. Shout out to Jacob. And
shout out.
Beautiful, beautiful boutique. We opened 2 years ago over on the Ossington Strip. 38 Ossington is the address. You can find myself or Jacob there every day.
And why did you decide to open a boutique?
Let me tell you why. Because I love fashion. Fashion has been in my blood as long as nightlife has been in my blood. And, you know, same with music, same with design, same with architecture, same with art. Right. I love all of it. I'm like a sponge when it comes to stuff like that. I love unique pieces. And, you know, I'm a consumer. First and foremost, I'm a consumer. I love shopping. I love, you know, finding a small little boutique,
right,
whether I'm in New York or Tokyo or LA or Paris. I always try to find the obscure little shops. And I said to myself, and I said to Jacob, we were in Paris one summer and we were there for Paris Fashion Week. Mm. And I said, why don't we open up our own store?
Mm.
And we talked about it and started off as an idea, started off as a dream, and we just kind of manifested it and put it together.
And how it's been going for 2 years, I believe?
Two successful years. And thank you to everybody who has dropped by the shop and supported us over these last 2 years. We appreciate each and every one of you.
Yeah, I was grateful to be at the opening, and there were some very influential people there. You know, that was a pretty cool party, in my opinion. You had some
that
music on.
That was a great party, and we're gonna throw another one of those, and you'll definitely be there.
Yeah.
When we reopen to the public.
Well, you know what? If I'm there, I'll be broadcasting live. So we'll do two birds, one stone.
Yeah, that'll be great. Yeah. That'll be great. We're gonna have some special guests come to that next event as well.
Hopefully sooner than later. I'm looking at you, people to take the vaccine. You know, I'm still on the fence only because I'm on the fence just because I'm a hypochondriac. That's the only reason.
Yeah.
Any outside force, any outside thing, you know, it doesn't matter if it's the flu or whatever, a needle, I'm just like, eh. But however, if it makes everything go back to normal, I will take it. You know, I'm not gonna be shit disturbed and not take it just because I don't wanna, you know, I'm gonna be a man and take it. If I turn into a zombie, it's going to be a cool story, right?
100%.
Yeah. So in terms of fashion, I know fashion has evolved over the years with, I mean, it's always evolving, right? That's one thing that you can never really have your finger on unless you actually are paying attention. And you, like you were saying, you used to go to all these fashion shows throughout the world. How else do you like pay attention to fashion? Is there like any magazines or Instagrams or any of that you follow?
Absolutely. You know, the great thing about living in the world today, in today's society, everything's at your fingertips. If you own a computer or own a cell phone, for that matter, you can see everything now. Before, people would have to buy magazines or travel to different cities to see what was in.
Mm.
But now you just have to get on your phone.
Right.
And any of your favorite celebrities could be wearing it. Any of your favorite basketball players could be wearing it. You know, any of your favorite rappers or rock stars can be wearing it. It's everywhere. Fashion is everywhere.
And what are some top brands you love?
I'm going to tell you about the brands we have.
Yeah.
Those to me, in my opinion, are the top brands. And that's the reason why they're at our store, because I only want to work with the best brands.
Right.
Rick Owens is definitely at the top of the list.
Yeah.
Then we have Takahiro Miyashita, the soloist from Japan. Mm. One of my other favorite brands is Marni from Italy. Mm. There's so many to name. You know, we have this really cool brand out of Los Angeles called Insomniac. They're a really funky brand. Etude from Paris. Incredible.
I love them.
Incredible brand. You bought a piece from them.
Yeah.
We have Le Tien, which is an incredible essential line. Vogue just named them the top essential clothing brand of 2020, which we're very honored about. APC, this brand has been around since 1987. It is classic, classic brand. Some of the finest denim in the world today. And we also have this brand called Neiman. It's a tech wear company. They're based out of Milan and really just beautiful fabrics. We also have another company called Valence. And Valence is part of the Arc'teryx family. And they're based out of Vancouver. However, they have a Japanese designer to give a bit of a Japanese minimalistic twist on their pieces.
I love that you know what you're selling as well, which you don't really see. Many people, they just get what they get, and they're like, you know what? We know it's a name brand. We don't know much about it, but you know the ins and outs.
Everything we bring in, we really, really believe in. We believe in every piece we bring in.
Yeah.
I would wear anything and everything from our store. That's how much I believe in it. You know what I mean? That's how much I believe in it. And if I get excited about it, I know that the consumer is going to get excited about it.
Right. One of the products I like is, and I've always been eyeing it, but it's like, is Rick Owens shoes, right? And those are like,
those are
an investment, but it's worth it, right? And I've just been eyeing them for probably the longest time since I've known you, since I've seen you rock them the first time. I forget what year it was. I'm just like,
let me tell you something. Those sneakers, they're called the Ramones.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're called the Ramones, and it's Rick Owens' top sneaker. He's been doing this style now for about 10 years.
Okay,
and it's just a classic sneaker. It almost looks like a Converse sneaker, but on steroids.
Yeah, it looks comfy. It looks real
it's
comfy.
Very, very great sneaker, and we love it. It sells out extremely quick once we bring them in. Just a fun piece, and you should definitely think about getting it. It'll last you a very long time if you take care of them. It'll last you longer than you think.
I think once I one day for my birthday, I'll get it for myself. Like a pat on the back, say, you know, you did a good job.
You never know. Like the girlfriend could be listening to this show right now, and you know, you never know. She might surprise you.
You hear that, girlfriend? So, what current Toronto shops and restaurants inspire you today? Like, you see them do their thing, and is that like, have any of them inspired you before you open your shop? You're like, that's what I want to do. Like, I see them, and
there's so many to name, you know, and not even just in our city. There's so many places around the world. Like I said, I love traveling. You know, it's hard to name one, but there's so many places around the world that I've seen that inspire me, that I get inspired daily.
Right.
And it might not even just be from a store. It could be from a cafe. It could be from a record shop. It could be from a brunch spot. It could be from a hotel.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I get inspired by many different things. I could be inspired by a church.
I like that. And another thing people don't know about you, the people that do know about it, but some people maybe they know you, they don't know about you, is that you're vegan. What made you transition to vegan? And were you vegetarian first and you went to vegan?
Yeah, so I don't even like to call myself vegan.
Right.
I don't even like to label myself anything. I guess if I were to label myself, it would be plant-based, because I don't necessarily like vegan food. I don't like processed food.
Yeah,
I eat a lot of vegetables, eat a lot of legumes, a lot of fruit. I'm very health conscious. I don't drink. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't eat meat. I don't consume dairy. Nothing, no fish, no chicken, none of that. Okay. And I don't eat processed food. Processed food's a killer. Right. So I stay away from all of that. I eat very, very clean. And, you know, it all started about 5 years ago. I just got a hold of my life and just really wanted to make some solid changes. And I'm a huge animal lover. I love animals. Okay. And, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that love animals and they eat meat. And to me, that just doesn't resonate. You know what I mean? I see a baby pig the same way as I see a puppy. And I couldn't imagine consuming it. I just can't.
My girlfriend. And that's just me.
I don't want to put my belief on anybody. Okay. I don't want to, I'm not here to do that. You know what I mean? That's just me. But to me, I love animals and, they're no different than us. And that's pretty much it. It's not like, you know, I woke up one day and I just wanted to eat vegetables or become a vegan or a vegetarian. I said to myself, I do not want to harm animals anymore because that's what I'm doing.
I mean, it's bad to quote him, but Joe Rogan said, if you can't hunt your animals, you shouldn't be eating them. Right. I mean,
you know what, man, it goes with so many things and so many things we put in our body. And, you know, there's a point where it comes in your life that you just got to be conscious about what you're consuming. And, same with smoking and drugs and alcohol. And it's not for me. You know, I love to train. I love to train hard. But what's the point of training hard in if I'm consuming all these things or abusing myself with all these things that are just holding me back?
Do you think yourself now could out train yourself from 2003?
100%.
Hey, you guys.
I'm 45 years old.
Yeah.
And I'm stronger than I've ever been.
You gotta stay young somehow, right? It's not like we're getting younger.
You know, listen, guys, there's nothing. And if anybody's listening out there, there's nothing wrong with being old or getting older. You should celebrate that. You should celebrate every day you wake up.
Yeah.
You really should. You shouldn't take life for granted. And if you can make it to 45, the same age as I am, celebrate that. Don't look down on yourself for being old. Celebrate it.
Right. Preach.
Celebrate it.
So I have rapid fire questions here for you.
Yeah.
Give the answer that comes to mind first.
Yeah. And if I can't answer it, I'm just going to say skip.
Cool. I can do that. So probably let's say it's 7 questions. All right.
Sure.
Most memorable event or club moment or something that sticks out?
Oh my gosh. I can't really say that on live air. I don't want to. but definitely Le Brunch.
That's power right there.
Le Brunch.
Yeah.
The hottest, most iconic brunch event in Toronto.
Yeah. And hopefully,
and in my opinion, the world.
Yeah, hopefully it comes back.
It will come back.
Yeah. Where will you be in the next 10 years, or what will you be doing
in the next 10 years?
Even mental health.
In the next 10 years, I'm going to be doing whatever it takes.
Nice. Who inspires you?
My mother inspires me.
Met her once, met her a couple times. Sweet, sweet, sweet lady. Very, very nice. Very kind. She taught you well.
Thank you.
What is your pet peeve?
Pet peeve?
Yeah.
My biggest pet peeve are with people that don't push themselves to be better.
What if you had $1 billion, what would you do?
If I had $1 billion?
Yeah.
If I had $1 billion, I would I would be investing in a lot of businesses.
Good call.
And I would be working just as hard as I am today. One thing I really love about life and living is the ability to work and do what I love. So if I had $1 billion, oh my gosh, I would just amplify everything I do. Yeah. And you know, help out some friends as well.
Lastly, I know that was only six, but lastly, what makes you happy?
What makes me happy? Oh my gosh. Living life. I know it's a very wide open answer. I can tell you working out does, or eating my favorite meal, but just waking up and doing what I love and interacting with people that I care about.
Yeah.
Living, man. That's what I love.
And that's best to end on, because if you don't love living, where are you in life? What are you doing with your life? That's right, all I gotta say. So last song, what would you like me to play?
Oh my gosh. Okay. This one's gotta be good.
Yeah.
The other two were really, really good.
Yeah.
But you know, if we're going to end this, we got to end it off. Right.
Yeah.
And, I'm thinking we ended off with the Beatles. The Beatles are one of my favorite bands of all time. And, there's one song they have. Speaking of living life.
Yeah.
This song is called A Day in the Life. A Day in the Life by the Beatles.
You see what we did there? Full circle. Full circle. Well, Serge, I want to thank you for coming on my show, and we'll do this again in person. We'll do this.
Please. We're going to do this on a regular basis.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a lot of fun with that. I want to be a reoccurring guest host.
Yes. And I'll check on your thoughts and opinions of the Toronto world, because I don't live there anymore. So I'd like to get your input. You know the ins and outs. So I think it makes sense to contact you, and we'll set it up. So
thank you. Listen, good luck on the show. It's an incredible show. I've listened in a few times, and you're doing incredible things, and it's only going to get better, man.
It's only going to get better. Thank you, Serge, for joining us, and we'll talk soon. Here's some Beatles, A Day in the Life.
Peace.
I noticed I was late. Found my coat and grabbed my hat. Made the bus in seconds flat. Found my way upstairs and had a smoke. And somebody spoke and I went into a dream.
Listening to I Am Everything on CKMS 102.7 FM.